All right, Tuesday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Let me say to everybody in the chat, Richard Perry is on. General Plowman is on. Granite 2468 is on. I Am Mark is on. Jules 21 Hours is on. Scooter Magruder is on. USA Abbey Girl is on. Let me see here. JD Joy is on. Christopher Arnott is on. Peg McGroin is on. Big Jim Go Blue is on. Skunk 71 is on. Let me see here. Motorcycle is on. Granite 2468 is on. JD Joy 25 is on. Mike Griffith is on. Let me see here. I Am Mark is on. Prayer Works 2 is on. Scrolling down. Hanslick Donovan is on. Guitar Glenn is on. Veronica 18201 is on. Lady Vu is on. General Plowman is on. Those Jesus People is on. B Haven is on. K4VMS is on. Uncle Wally is on. Spaz 64 is on. Spoken 007 is on. Clean Sanchez is on. Let me see here. Luann 5 is on. 8 Dad 1 is on. Spaz 64 is on. Lisa Kinzer is on. Phil McCracken is on. Leon Fishpuppy is on. Greg Nine Mon is on. Patriot of the North is on. Conservative Waffle is on. Patty K44 is on. Sexy Pony is on. Luann 5 is on. Man 26 is on. Naz Yeager is on. Laura Jean Lynn is on. Sunwoo 45 is on. TJT1 is on. Confederate 1 is on. Let me see. I missed anybody. Looks pretty good. All right. Here we go. Let's go. Trump's wins and losses. I've got a big vaccine section that I may skip to get to tonight, skipping other things, because vaccinations, which I consider a giant Trump loss, although he never mandated them or did any of those things like that. It was a big, Operation Warp Speed was a big loss. So I consider it a Trump loss, but there's lots of victories going on and some major negatives going on that have to be addressed no matter what, even if you are a Trump supporter. Let's go to the first one. Bannon's War Room video. The NATO secretary, which is Mark Rutte, former prime minister of the Netherlands, the NATO secretary general said it outright. This is from Bannon's War Room. Steve Bannon speaking in a lot in this video. They said America is the world's police force, which is supposed to be the Trump doctrine is that we run away from being, or we absolutely ban ourselves from being the world's police force. But here you have Mark Rutte claiming that we still are. Play for me.
It's not that you can have a shopping list and you can order whatever you want, because the U.S. has to make sure that the U.S. keeps its hands on what the U.S. needs, also to keep the whole world safe, because in the end, you are the police agent of the whole world. You're the most powerful nation on Earth, most powerful military on Earth. But given that, the U.S. has decided to indeed massively supply Ukraine with what is necessary through NATO, Europeans 100% paying for that. And what we have been doing over the last couple of days is talking with countries, and I just mentioned to ones who in a first wave immediately said, we want to
change. In the end, you're the police agent for the world. In the end, you're the police agent for the world. Why the mainstream media? That was the most important thing he said yesterday, the whole thing. Only the war room picked it up. Why was that? Because people want to avoid it. They think, oh, we don't do that anymore. We're not the police. No. This is the Europeans. They think it's your responsibility. It's your children's responsibility. It's your money to put up. Remember, they've been a protectorate. This is why I argued in the first administration. They've been a protectorate. They've been deadbeats. The elites over there have been deadbeats. They have pensions when they're 50. They, you know, get to retire early. They have the cheapest college in the world. They get these long vacations. They have great pensions, right? All of it. And very little military service, very little folks participating in the military. Look at all the polling. They won't defend their own countries. That you're the police agent in the world. Of course, you need the weapons. You can't give it all to Ukraine because you're the police. At the end of the day, you're the police agent of the world. No, that is incorrect. We are not that. That is America First is absolutely. We've been there, done that, and it's not. That's an empire. We're not an empire. We don't want to be an empire. We don't want to pay for an empire, and we certainly don't want the people that control the empire to control it. It's his lips, and that's his mentality. That was a natural flow of conversation. Oh, certainly we can't take all the weapons because you need weapons because at the end of the day, you are the world's policeman. You're the world's police agent. It's sick. It's a sick way they think.
Now, of course, what does this have to do with? This has to do with Trump pledging to send more money, send more weapons, which slashes money, to Ukraine, which we've already spent $200 billion on Ukraine. And that was months and months and months ago. And people have it at more, even more than that. And we've continued to spend money on Ukraine. Didn't you and I vote to get the heck out of Ukraine? Wasn't the war, and I never expected this. I knew Trump was being hyperbolic. But didn't you and I expect Trump to get us out of this war? Now, here's the thing. If both people want to fight, and that's the point behind all of this. If you have an Israeli and you have a Palestinian, Aaron, what are they always going to do?
Fight.
They're always going to fight.
Yep.
There ain't nothing you can do about it. You got Kosovo versus Bosnia. Aaron, what are they always going to do?
Fight.
They're always going to fight. These are Slavic wars that have been going on for 1,000 years. And back Israel, Palestine, thousands of years. And there ain't not a thing you can freaking do about it. And yet here we are. We're in the middle of a Palestinian-Israeli conflict. I didn't even put it on my list. Let me write it down here because I forgot about Iran. So here we are. So here we are. We've got ourselves embroiled in these wars. And please do not give me the worthless bull crap tripe of it was a precision strike in Ukraine, because I can tell you flat out, and if 6 months from now I'm wrong, I'll come out and say that I'm wrong, that it's not over. Because if you honestly believe that Israel is done with Iran because of our half an hour strike inside of Iran, you've lost your mind. But anyway, so here we are again. And this is what you got. You got Mark Rutt coming over here. And let me just remind you, and I know that I go off on a lot of different tangents on all this, but you need to understand who these people are. You have Mark Rutt, who's the former prime minister or president, whatever his title is, of the Netherlands, who received many awards, like basically buffoon of the year from the World Economic Forum. He is a buddy of Klaus Schwab in the WEF. That's who he is.
Yeah.
And now he's there doing what Trump likes people to do, which is to shine his shoes and kiss his butt and lick his boots. And Rutt knows exactly what he's doing. He's the one who called him daddy at the NATO summit. And lo and behold, here he is back in the White House. How many times do we need to meet with these guys? We just met him at the NATO summit. What was it, a week ago? 2 weeks ago, Max, and now he's there shining Trump's shoes at the White House so that he can juice Trump for more Ukraine money for a Slavic conflict that is no business of ours. We have no interest in. It has no beneficial purposes for us in any way, shape, or form. So why in the world are we sending them money and missiles and weaponry? Why? Because Trump says that Putin keeps attacking them. Well, if you go back, and I'm not going to deep dive too far into this, but Trump either is ignorant or is purposely ignoring facts, or he's being, who is it that's around him? It's the Susie Wiles of the world and other globalist leftist bourgeois elitists that are being endlessly prospered by and financed by the military industrial complex, prospered by and financed by Israel and AIPAC and everybody else. Same people all the time. And you're like, well, these are different people than were in the first Trump administration. Same exact person, but with a feminine wrapper. Same exact gift, but in a different gift wrapping paper. Same exact ideology. Susie Wiles is a monster. And there's other people, too, that are there that are absolute monsters. We're stuck again with these people. But anyway, so why in the world are we doing this? For politically expedient reasons, because you can't dare to be seen to have left the side of Ukraine, to have deserted your Ukraine. We need to all understand something, that in 2014, the various regions that are, and you watch this podcast all the time, I don't apologize for the redundancy, but here comes the redundancy. In 2014, what was Ukraine doing? Bombing its own breakout provinces, which are the very ones being fought over now. Luhansk and Donetsk. Those are the ones being fought over now. Before, it was Crimea. Those are the breakout provinces. They're all Russian speaking and all want to annex themselves into Russia. That's why Putin attacked. They're calling out every day because Donetsk and Luhansk are tired of being molested by the Azov battalion, which is legacy Nazis. Not American skinhead Nazis, not those pretenders, but legitimate, wannabes, not legitimate Nazis. and they're tired of it. And they were bombed in 2014 by their quote unquote own country. There it is. Thank you, Aaron. There it is. That's what the fight is over. Luhansk and Donetsk. That's it. And then you have Crimea. Crimea wasn't conquered. It would be akin to in your own county where you have a specific district in the county annexing themselves into the adjacent county.
Yeah.
They don't want to be a part of your county. They don't want to be a part of that county. They annex themselves into your county. Whatever it may be, that's it. Notice what Crimea butts up against, the only warm water port, cold water port there is, the Black Sea. That's what that's the purpose of it. And Crimea annexed themselves into Russia. Of course they did it under the Obama administration because Obama's neutered. He would never do anything about it anyway, but that's what they did. And then you have Kiev right there bombing Luhansk and Donetsk in 2014. That's what Russia is doing. Not to mention the 11-country encroachment done by Mark Rutte and Rutte. It's R-U-T-T-E. It wasn't him running NATO at the time. But remember, Putin / Russia, again, the leaders change, but the promises don't, would promise that no, there would be no NATO encroachment into Russia starting in 1991. Now, since that time, 11 countries have been added to NATO, all encroaching eastward to Russia. Every last one of them, another step closer to Russia. So all the promises were violated. And now Trump is going to side with Ukraine and Zelensky. Zelensky is an authority. How are those elections going in Ukraine? Oh, they were canceled. How's the Orthodox Church doing in Ukraine? It was banned. How's Zelensky's opposition party, you know, Democrat, Republican, Libertarian, Green Party? They've all been banned also. How's all the opposition media like Twitter? That's banned also. So we're going to go Slava Ukraine and vote and go and fight for a democracy. I leave that up, Aaron. Thank you very much. We're going to go fight for a democracy that's non-existent, just like you fight against a second coming of the bubonic plague, a respiratory virus that also doesn't exist. We're going to fight against CO2 as a problem that doesn't exist. Over and over and over again, so that certain factions of our culture receive billions and billions and billions of dollars, and they're all on the left. Notice here's the encroachment. Joined during the Cold War is dark blue. Joined after the fall of the Soviet Union, right, basically right then, 1991, promise made by Herbert Walker Bush to the, I can't remember whether it was Yeltsin at the time or whoever it was, made to the president of Russia right there. See that where it says joined after fall of the Soviet Union, 1990. Herbert Walker Bush told Yeltsin or whoever it was at the time who was the president. I got it right, Aaron. Yep. Thank you. Aaron sends me information that you can't see me. You see him send. So it was Boris Yeltsin that there will not be one single more encroachment towards Russia by NATO. Aaron, judging from that map as an independent source, would you say there's been some encroachment?
Yeah.
Look at it. Everybody see it? Because after the promise was made, everything you see in blue that's other than dark blue was the encroachment. Okay, and now and you had Biden and Kamala and every Democrat promising to annex Ukraine into NATO, have Ukraine become a NATO member. Now, again, I pseudo apologize for the redundancy, but what's the benefit to Democrats and warmongering rhino Republicans like Lindsey Graham? What is the benefit of Ukraine joining NATO? Well, then you have to qualify your weapons purchases. What do I mean by that? Well, and once you're a member of NATO, in order for you to buy weaponry, you have to go to NATO-approved sources, which is of course, Raytheon and Lockheed Martin and Honeywell and blah, 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 all of which donate to Democrats and to warmongering right-wing Republicans, making them all multimillionaires as pseudo-NGOs. That's the purpose of it all. The love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after they erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. So there you go, 1 Timothy 6:10. So anyway, that's what's happened here. And for Trump to get involved in this crap is not what you and I voted for. It's not what you and I voted. Well, we have to do something. Why? Why? Who's worse, Zelensky or Putin? I don't know. Putin still has the Orthodox Church in his country. Putin has banned transgenderism in his country. Who had a transgender military spokesman For a year or more. Aaron and I used to play his videos because making fun of him. I mean, legitimately, the spokesperson for the Ukrainian military was an American man who dressed as a woman in a Ukrainian uniform. That's an absolute fact. You pull it up right now. Pull down all his videos after a while. Then they eventually had to fire him because of the vitriolic feedback coming from the all the social media platforms. But anyway, so what's the difference? Why are we involved? Why did we ever get involved in Iran and Iraq? Who's worse, the mullahs or Saddam Hussein? Who's worse? Well, Saddam Hussein was a CIA asset since the age of 19. And we overthrew Iran twice and then paid Saddam Hussein to do it. And then he didn't do it and asked for Kuwait as a subsidy for trying. And then when he invaded Ukraine, when he invaded Kuwait, we blew up his military. And then a few years later found him and basically assassinated him. There's no white hats, including the United States. There's no white hats. You choose the lesser of two evils. You choose. I mean, again, you're like, how could you dare you say that, Tom? The America is not a white hat. Well, look at the Gulf of Tonkin. Look at Pearl Harbor. Look at the Bay of Pigs. Look how Barack Obama killed more people with drone strikes than any president in history combined. Are we the white hats when Hussein is running the country? Are we the white hats when W is running the country? No. Start one war after another. So, I mean, here we have it again. We're drawn back into this ridiculous conflict that we, for all intents and purposes, started back in 2014, 11 years ago. And before that, really, by endlessly encroaching. Why don't we keep our promises? Are we a white hat if we don't keep our promises? Are you a godly person if your yes is not yes and your no is not no? No, you're nothing more than the evil one. That's what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 37. But let your yes be yes and your no be no. For whatever is more than these is from the evil one. So when you tell a country we're not going to encroach on you, and you continue to encroach, 11 more countries encroached, and it seems in every single one of them eastward. Aaron gave me the list. Since 1990, NATO has added 18 countries to its membership through several rounds of enlargement. These countries are Germany, 1990. So some of these are a little bit post what I said. That's why I said seven, but these are the ones that were added. Czech Republic, 1999, well after the promise. Hungary, 1999, well after the promise. Poland, 1999, well after the promise. Bulgaria, 2004, well after the promise. Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Romania, all 2004, well after the promise. Slovakia, Slovenia, Albania, 2004, 2009, well after the promise. Croatia, 2009, Montenegro, 2017, North Macedonia, 09, 017, 020, all after the promise. Finland, 2023. Sweden, 2024. Bosnia and Herzegovina, 2025, all well after the promise. And Russia's just supposed to sit there? Oh, Slava Ukraine and Tom is pro-Putin. No, I'm pro-keeping your promises. If we're going to march around and we're going to go out there and virtue signal that we're white hats and we ought to keep our promises, would everybody in the chat agree? But here we are again. Aaron, did you vote for Trump so that we'd stay in the Ukraine war or get the heck out of it?
Get the heck out.
Okay, that's what I voted for too. That's why we sat here for 7 hours.
Yep.
And here we are back there again. And here you have a bunch of Euro trash, Mark Rutte representing them. And these are people, as Bannon said, that have very short careers because we pay all their pensions. No, we don't, Tom. We don't. Okay, they have no military. We're their military. Do you realize? I mean, what is our military budget this year? Does anybody know? $1 trillion. $1 trillion. That's our military budget. We pay. They give nothing. Until Trump went and stirred the pot and made them all donate. And that's not even the right word because this is not some sort of charity. They were all giving nothing to NATO and we were paying it all. You leave that up, Aaron. They were giving nothing. And Trump went and told them back in Trump 1.0, you're going to start paying. So some did. And they still weren't paying in Trump 2.0. And Trump, to his credit, goes there. Again, you take the good with the bad. Huge mistake getting involved in Ukraine again. Huge mistake not releasing the Epstein files. Huge mistake bombing Iran. Huge. Real ID. Huge mistake. Getting rid of Elon Musk because Susie Wiles doesn't like him. Huge mistake. There's big mistakes. You know, the Trumps, leave this up. You know why? You know where Trump's approval ratings are now? Sub Biden or at Biden levels. Aaron and I were running the polls not a week, a couple of months ago. They were record, yep. Record high. Because his base, like me, is not happy. And oh, you gotta believe, you gotta trust Trump. I don't trust people. That's not what you do. I trust Jesus. I don't trust people. I like people. I love people, but I don't trust people like that. I'm not sycophantically trust people. So here we are. And then in the Euro trash, they want us to pay. They have pensions that they start receiving when they're 50 for the rest of their life. Huge, long vacations that they go on. Salaries that are way above average. Very wealthy countries. Because we pay for everything for them. And can we? Is that clock slowed down at all? That clock hasn't slowed down. I will bet you right now, the 20 seconds from right now, that 108, well, the second 108 to your right turns to a 109. How much you want to bet? I'll bet you right now that it will. Because here it comes. It's about to turn. Because we spend $1 million every 19 to 21 seconds in this country. $1 million so that Euro trash can have pensions, long vacations, great salaries, and not pay for their military. And that's how they pay for all those things. And here you have Mark Rutte. And we need to have that. Why do we pay $3.8 billion per year in cash to Israel? That's not weapons payments. That's cash. That's not our weapons that we send over there. That's cashola, baby. And Israel is one of the richest countries. You trace the origins of every major firm, every major country in this world, it is tied to Israel. You know, porn makes billions every year. Every one of the porn countries are owned out of Israel. Why are we sending Israel $3.8 billion per year? Because they know they can get it. Would you stop it if someone was mailing you $3.8 billion? No, you wouldn't stop it. And Rutt, that's why Rutt's over here doing this now. Oh, don't worry. They've pledged now. They pledged that each country's going to pay like 5% of our Ukraine expenses because we're not paying anymore. We're allegedly not paying anymore, but we're building all the weapons and sending them over there. And I guess there's some sort of middleman that pays for it. That is probably not true. But anyway, here we go. Back in, it's a giant mistake to ever get involved in somebody else's battle. It is a Slavic conflict that's been going on for 1,000 years, for 10 centuries it's been going on. We have no interest in it. All right, let's go to the next one. Vince Langman video. Is that where we're at, by the way?
Yep.
All right, Vince Langman video. President Trump sounds like he's done with Vladimir Putin. Play for me.
I speak to him a lot about getting this thing done. And I always hang up and say, well, that was a nice phone call. And then missiles launched into Kiev or some other city. And I said, strange. And after that happens three or four times, you say, the talk doesn't mean anything. My conversations with him are always very pleasant. I say, isn't that a very lovely conversation? And then the missiles go off that night. I go home, I tell the First Lady, you know, I spoke with Vladimir today. We had a wonderful conversation. She said, oh, really? Another city was just hit. So it's like, look, he's, I don't want to say he's an assassin, but he's a tough guy. It's been proven over the years. He's fooled a lot of people. He fooled Bush. He fooled a lot of people. He fooled Clinton, Bush, Obama, Biden. He didn't fool me. But what I do say is that at a certain point, you know, ultimately talk doesn't talk. It's got to be action. It's got to be results. And I hope he does it. It's potentially such a great country to be wasting so many people on this and the money.
And so he pivots now against Putin. How's Zelensky any different? Again, it's not a matter of, bro, I'm pro-Putin. Slava Ukraine, they're both evil authoritarian dictators. That's it. Who's less evil? In my opinion, Putin's less evil. Yeah. I mean, in my opinion, Putin's less evil than Zelensky. Zelensky has no elections, no Orthodox Church. Their currency no longer really exists. They're the testing ground for CBDC. So they're already firmly in the hands of the globalists. Russia's an independent sovereign country. Like them or not, they're an independent sovereign country. Very clean, have very little crime. They don't need anything, by the way. They are self-sufficient in and of themselves, have enough oil for the rest of eternity. They're breadbasket, they've got everything. They've got rare earths, they've got everything. So they barely even need anybody. So that's what, and by the way, I wonder why the globalists are always going after Russia. Why you have NATO endlessly encroaching on Russia is because Russia actually holds on to its sovereignty. We piss away our sovereignty, open the southern border, 15,000 illegals per day under the Biden administration enter into our country. Does that happen with Russia? No. And the globalists don't like, why is it too? You have these globalist Gestapo, which is like China runs around, globalist Gestapo, does the bidding of the globalist, so do the Muslims, does the bidding, does the violence of the globalists, but China never lets the globalists actually influence their country, though. And Russia, and that's why Russia and China have kind of come together. And really, I saw somebody here talking about like an alliance. Why don't we have an alliance with Russia? What's so horrible about Russia? We certainly had an alliance with them during WW2. How are they any better than Ukraine? Explain that to me. I would just love to know. Explain to me. Ukraine has no elections, no opposition party, no opposition media, all banned by their authoritarian chief, Volodymyr Zelensky, and bomb their own country and have a Nazi Azov battalion. Aaron, pull it up. Pull up Putin's Nazis. Oh, there aren't any. It's weird, isn't it? I mean, it's weird because there's only two countries in the UN that refuse to denounce, permanently for forever denounce Nazism. And that would be the United States of America and Ukraine. That's weird, isn't it? Kind of odd. It's odd. And then you have Trump talking here. Well, every time I talk to Putin, it's a pleasant conversation. Then he bombs at night. That's what Zelensky does every time. What's the difference? That's exactly what was going on with Netanyahu and the Mullahs. Yeah, I'm having a nice conversation with the Mullahs. Netanyahu bombs. I'm having a nice conversation with Netanyahu. The Mullahs bomb. Same thing over and over and over again. You know why? Because they want to fight. Everybody's got somebody fighting in their family, right? What do you do? Involve yourself? They want to fight. I'm not involving myself. If I got two cousins that hate each other and they want to fight, I'm not taking sides and I'm not involving myself. Thank you very much. I went to, for 25 years and one day as law enforcement officer, I went to one domestic violence call after another. I'm out. The same people fighting every time. They don't want it to be solved. They don't want your involvement. Some neighbor called because they were screaming. They don't want help. I've dealt with so many times where people, you know, punch each other in the face, violent acts against one another, and then they never go and talk to the state attorney to press charges after I arrested one of them. What's the point? There isn't. They're adults. They're making their decisions. I loved it at the sheriff's office, and they outlawed this for some unknown reason. But you could just take, you could do a complaint withdrawal on every call you ever went to. So you go there. Do you guys want anything official done with this? No. Got two people there with their teeth kicked in? No. We're going to the dentist tomorrow. Get implants. All right. Sign a complaint withdrawal. That was it. And then they outlawed it. They're adults. They don't want anything done. Israel doesn't want the Palestinian problem solved. Palestine doesn't want the Israel problem solved. They don't. Russia doesn't want the problem solved with Ukraine. Ukraine doesn't want the problem solved with Russia. They want to fight. And the European Union wants to fight because they profit off of it. The globalists inside of America, the military-industrial complex, Raytheon, Honeywell, Lockheed Martin, and all the rest, they want them to fight because they make billions of hundreds of billions. And the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, wants them to fight so they can rebuild Ukraine. J.B. Pritzker and the Hyatt Hotels, who are going to run the International Monetary Fund to rebuild Ukraine, along with the Bill and Hillary Clinton Foundation to rebuild Ukraine. It's like they rebuild Haiti. Remember that? They want the war so they can go and rebuild and make hundreds of billions of dollars. Just like who was rebuilding homes inside of Iraq? James Biden. Everyone's got to get out of this mindset of white hat versus black hat, Slava, Ukraine, Zelensky. Zelensky's Churchill number two. Well, yeah, you're right, because Churchill was evil too. People don't even know that. They have no idea what actually happens in history. They have no idea what the behind-the-scenes facts and issues are. None. And it appears Trump doesn't either. How in the world can you be back into this freaking worthless conflict? Let's go to the next one. MJ Truth Ultra video. Cash Patel opened a grand criminal conspiracy investigation, which specifically circumvents the statute of limitations. The best part, because of the raid on Mar-a-Lago that Jack Smith did, the entire case can be moved to Florida for a better conviction chance. Play for me.
But what I'm reading in your piece tells me that starting with Russia and the Russia hoax, all the way through Jack Smith, we're talking about every incident of weaponization used against Donald Trump and how it could be part of a broader, grander conspiracy theory, a conspiracy that actually took place and lawbreaking involved in it. And that also the statute of limitations would not be applicable in this case as a result. And this would include names like Comey and Clapper and Brennan. Take it from there.
Yeah, and Barack Obama, too, because he was in on these early meetings. So what the FBI has done is treated the last decade of weaponization, all the great work that James Comer has turned up through his oversight committee, and put it into a timetable and said, this looks like an ongoing conspiracy, a wash, rinse, repeat cycle of Democrat gets in legal trouble. Hillary Clinton in her email case, Hunter Biden with his taxes, Joe Biden with his classified documents. They're let off the hook even when there is extraordinary evidence suggesting they shouldn't be left off the hook. And then a parallel track occurs where the Republican, in this case Donald Trump, is investigated falsely for things like Russia collusion, Ukrainian interference, his own documents at his home in Mar-a-Lago. This is a criminal conspiracy. By treating it as a conspiracy, you eliminate the five-year statutes on individual crimes. If something happened in 2016, but it was part of an ongoing conspiracy that continued with Jack Smith raiding Donald Trump's home at Mar-a-Lago, it can be charged in the larger conspiracy, even though if you tried to charge it in an individual case, you wouldn't get it. Furthermore, you could also change the venue. Remember the troubles John Durham had bringing prosecutions to Washington, D.C.? Jurors wouldn't convict, even if they thought there was criminality going on. In this case, you could pick a place like Florida, where Jack Smith did the raid on Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago house, and say, that's where we're putting the grand jury. You get a more fair jury pool, a more fair grand jury pulled. It gives Pam Bondi, the attorney general, an enormous amount of flexibility to do something historic, finally bring some accountability for all the things that Chairman Comer and Chairman Johnson, Chairman Grassley, Chairman Jordan have brought and proved to the American people.
Yeah.
And this is really good. This is good news. And again, we just cover both sides here. You cover both sides unambiguously. You cover both sides. Whether your guy is doing good or bad, that's what you do. The sycophantical neocon MAGA morons out there, they aren't doing that. And that has nothing to do whether you're for or against the Iran strike. As I've said over and over again, it depends on how you reacted to being for or against it. It has nothing to do with it. So it has to do with how you react. You're for the Iran strike, but you're against the interventions in Ukraine. Well, you know what? Good. Well, you and I fit 50% agree on two issues. That's pretty good. So you need to look at how Donald Trump was attacked. I just wrote down a list while I was watching the video. Here's the things that he was attacked for. This is just during the 4 years that he wasn't president. So 21, 22, 23, and 24 when he wasn't president. He had the Letitia James civil fraud real estate prosecution. The Stormy Daniels, that was the election finance prosecution. That's the 34 felonies, which is an absolute joke. Then you had the documents case, which was Jack Smith. And then you had that one. Then you had the other Jack Smith case, which was the insurrection case in D.C. Not insurrection, but it's just easier to say insurrection. And then you had the election interference case with Fannie Willis in Atlanta. Then you had the E. Jean Carroll false rape allegations with no date, no time, no real location. No witnesses, no forensic evidence that he was found guilty in anything that ever actually went to trial. So, I mean, they really went after him. Now, some of these things, like you can't go after E. Jean Carroll for a conspiracy against rights, but for all these other things, some of these are just the criminal and civil cases that were filed against him. Some brought all the way to fruition, most not, and he beat most of them. But then you have the other issues like the Ukraine impeachment, the insurrection impeachment, the two impeaching him after he leaves office, the collusion hoax, and other minor things too. These are, if you put all of these things cumulatively together, you have what's called a conspiracy against rights. It is weaponizing the government to unjustly take away the rights of another. You can righteously take away somebody's rights if they committed a murder and you incarcerate them for the next 35 years. You have taken away all of their rights, but rightfully so. You're not allowed to weaponize the government to unjustly take away people's rights, which is what's been done. And there is no real statute of limitation on this because, and this is where Kyle Serafin got it wrong, and I got it wrong when I was, see how I just said that I was wrong? Because I didn't know this. I pretty much did, but I just didn't think of it. But there is no real statute of limitations on this because it's a conspiracy. It's almost like a RICO statute sort of violation. So there is no statute of limitations on it. Here's the greatest part of all, is that it can be moved out of the D.C. Circuit Court. That's a huge win. This can be tried in Tampa, Florida. So the Democrats, if Kash Patel is for real, and I hope he is, if Dan Bongino is for real, which I hope he is, if Pam Bondi is for real, which I hope she is, this prosecution will happen. If they're for real. If it doesn't, then we know they're not. Because this is lock, stock, and barrel. And you can take this back all the way to Hillary's emails. Because what happened with all of this, as you just heard John Solomon from Just the News say, what they did was a mirrored prosecution. Hillary Clinton knew that she had an email problem with the server in the bathroom in Denver, Colorado. She knew she had it. She knew that it had been infiltrated by probably MI6, Russian intel, Mossad, and everybody else. She knew that. So she knew she had a security issue with emails to the place of criminality until James Comer changed the language so that she wasn't criminally responsible. But anyway, so whenever she, whatever problem the Democrat had, they accused Trump of having the same problem. So then it became, she knew that she had been, her emails had been infiltrated by Russian intel. So then she made up the collusion hoax, hiring Mark Elias, Perkins Coie, which hired Fusion GPS, which hired Christopher Steele, which hired Igor Danchenko, which put together the Steele dossier, as Brennan says. And then Brennan, Comey, and Biden, and Obama all met in the White House, disseminated to each other that this was all made up by Hillary Clinton. The Russian collusion hoax was coming out of the DNC, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, coming out of Mark Elias, coming out of Hillary Clinton, funded by the Clinton campaign. It was all a hoax. They said it out loud. It's on their notes and everything else. Out loud it was said. And what did they do? Prosecute a crime they knew didn't exist. They investigated a crime and prosecuted a crime that they knew did not exist. Got a special counsel to investigate a crime that they knew never occurred. That's, in fact, a conspiracy against rights. All these people need to go down. All of them need to go. Igor Danchenko, Christopher Steele, Mark Elias, Biden, Obama, Brennan, Clapper, Comey, Page, Strzok. They're all investigating a crime they knew didn't exist. That is what that is. That is the quintessential conspiracy against rights, and they must go down. If they go down, or at least they attempt to take them down, we know then that Bondi, Bongino, and Patel are for real. If not, they are not for real. And if you don't do it, guess what's going to happen in the next Republican administration, whether it's Vance, whether it's Rubio, or anybody else that you like, they're going to do it again. Over and over and over again. And there's many Republicans that are involved in it also. Many. Because Republicans eat their own. They're not like Democrats. All right, let's go to the next one. Bannon's War Room video, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, the Genius Act the Senate passed as a hidden backdoor for a central bank digital currency. Play for him, please.
Let me inform you about a vote that I'm very concerned about. The Genius Act that the Senate passed, President Trump is demanding we pass it in the House. The Genius Act has a backdoor capability into a central bank digital currency. And they are they're having a second vote on the ban on central bank digital currency. That should be included in the Genius Act. That should be a part of the Genius Act. It should not be separate. And my concern, Steve, is the Genius Act will pass, and this opens the door for a central bank digital currency. So there's things happening extremely fast, and these are things that regular Americans just are largely against. We don't want a central bank digital currency. We don't want a future government or administration that can turn our bank account on and off and take our tax money without our agreement, just take it straight out of our bank account. And this is, you know, we want to support a future with digital currency, stable coin, crypto. I know there's a lot of people that want that stuff, but this has to be done the right way. And I'm very concerned about this bill and the fact that we're lacking a ban on CBDC.
See, I'm just telling you flat out, you don't need to worry about nuclear war. You don't need to worry about, you know, sudden destruction. What you need to worry about is the globalist narrative and the globalist agenda. That is other people at the control of every ounce of commerce in the world. And by commerce, I mean medical, dental, groceries, entertainment, travel, whatever it may be. You don't vote right, they turn your account off. You don't buy right, they turn your account off. That's the point of all of it. I saw somebody in there earlier mentioning the Pacific Palisades. I think I'll get to it. But Gavin Newsom is already moving right now to build low, what do they call it, workforce or low budget housing, already replacing in the Pacific Palisades, high rises. That 15-minute city, in other words. They call them like workforce housing or low-income housing. It's actually not low. It's upper middle class, but in comparison to what was there, it's lower income housing or workforce housing. It's already happening. You always need to watch for that smelly, stinking, skunk-smelling agenda that people try to backdoor even into good bills. If there's an essence, if there is a backdoor opening for central bank digital currency, the Genius Act must be altered or voted down. That's what Marjorie Taylor Greene is saying. We cannot have central bank digital currency. We cannot have it. It's another reason why, and I've already mentioned it briefly, Ukraine is the testing ground for CBDC. That's why it's weird. You know, you always have Israel at the center of things. You know, it's Ukraine at the center of things. There's many reasons why. Because Ukraine is so corrupt, you can introduce anything into their society, nobody cares. And that's what they're doing right now. All you gotta do is offer them money and they'll institute anything for you. And that's what's happening there. Once you have, again, you go to Revelation chapter 13, 16 through 18, he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their forehead, and that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark of the name of the beast and the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666. All that simply is somebody having their hand on the spigot of your finances. They don't like you, they turn your heat off. They don't like you, they turn your electric off. And there ain't a freaking thing you can do about it. Well, I'm going to buy gold. Gold's gone with CBDC. Gonzo. I'm going to buy real estate. Gonzo. How are you going to pay your property taxes if it's paid for in CBDC and they turn the spigot off to your bank account?
Yep.
That's the point of all of this. Oh, it can't happen. It's already happened. Justin Trudeau already did it to his own citizens. We saw it. All you have to do, when you give emergency powers, they'll create the emergency to have the power. And he shut off anybody who sent money to the truckers, whatever you call it, truckers boycott rally, whatever you call it, anti-vax rally. They're freedom. I'm trying to remember what it's called. Dang it, I can't remember. But anyway, it's been a while. Hey, Joe, you should remember. It's Canadian.
The Freedom Convoy?
Yeah, Freedom Convoy from the truckers in Canada. Justin Trudeau turned their bank accounts off. Anybody who donated to him got their bank account turned off. And remember, Chrystia Freeland's laughing and saying she can't wait to do more. And you're going to give people this kind of power. I know nobody watching this wants anybody to have that power, but that's the point of it all. And if you see any essence of it, doesn't matter whether Trump's for it. Trump is for real ID. Real ID needs to be crushed into oblivion forever and then have salt poured on top of it. Real ID is, again, you having to have a government-approved ID, i.e. biometric ID, to conduct business. You can't do that because then somebody can turn it off. But, I mean, Australia's already doing it. They're already getting rid of cash. They already have a biometric ID. But don't worry, Aaron, it's voluntary.
Yeah, of course.
All right, it's voluntary. It's voluntary until every single merchant, every single store, every single industry requires you to have it to do business with them, including banking.
Yep.
And then it's no longer voluntary. But they could still say it's voluntary because you don't have to do business. You don't have to go to the grocery store. You don't have to get that dental surgery. You don't have to get that bypass surgery. You don't have to have your broken arm fixed, because in order to get your broken arm fixed, you got to have a biometric ID. But it's voluntary, so you can choose to keep your broken arm broke. You see how it is? But it's just like to this day, Australia still says that their vaccine was voluntary. Couldn't buy, sell, trade, or travel without it. Couldn't work without it. Couldn't buy groceries without it. Couldn't leave your house without it. Couldn't enter a store without it. But it was voluntary.
Of course.
So what they do is they say it's voluntary, but in order for you to participate in the commerce system, you have to have the ID, but it's all voluntary. You can voluntarily starve to death. Or you can go move off grid and go live with the Aborigines and spear fish. But other than that, you know, I mean, those are your two options, but you know, it's voluntary. That's what they do. So we need to be paying attention for these things, to these things. All right, April Color video. How do you spell karma? R-E-V-E-N-G, revenge. Play for me.
Mr. President, it looks like... Hang on a second. They get excited over you, right?
They do. They get excited over you.
Well, I don't know why. First question. First, Letitia James, alleged mortgage fraud. Now we have Adam Schiff allegedly committed mortgage fraud at all. Yeah. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I just saw it, and I think the thing with Adam Schiff is very serious, and I think what they have on Letitia James is very serious. That's a very, very serious situation. But I have to leave that up to the district attorneys and to the prosecutors and to the attorney general, most importantly.
Did Letitia James have a law license based upon the alleged violations of mortgage fraud?
Well, they look pretty open and shut to me, but, you know, I'm not the jury. I'm not the jury. No, it looks very serious. And Adam Schiff looks very serious. Look, he's a sleazeball. Everybody knows it. And I was a little surprised. I thought he would have covered his bases a little bit better than that. Adam Schiff is a lowlife. He deserves what he gets.
When you're cocky and arrogant, you've been in a place of power with people kissing your butt, licking your boots for decades, you honestly believe you're above the law. And as Democrats told us over the last 4 years, nobody's above the law. If you didn't do anything wrong, don't worry about the investigation. Well, there you go, Adam Schiff. You know, be not deceived. God just preached about this on Sunday. I believe I'm going to preach about it again round two this Sunday. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man sows, that shall he also reap. They falsely accused Trump of manipulating mortgages. And he's about to be exonerated in the appellate and fined him $500 million for doing so. Letitia James was behind that case. I've looked at her case. It is lock, stock, and barrel, multiple acts of mortgage fraud, multiple offenses. She's done. Adam Schiff is probably the same way, because here's the thing. If you say on a document that something's your primary residence to get the lower mortgage rate, how do you deny it later when it's not your primary residence? You just think nobody's ever going to look into it. There's nothing covered that will not be revealed. If you're out there and you're doing habitual evil, I didn't say habitual sin. I mean evil. You're trying to tear other people's lives apart. You're going against God. There's a big difference, in my opinion. This is my opinion. Between wickedness and sin. Both are going to hell. Don't misunderstand me. But one gets the wrath of God right now. If you're wicked and you're going after God and you're trying to tear down the Christian church and you're trying to ruin people's lives, you're wicked. You're coming out and you're speaking against Jesus. You're a false prophet. You're a pastor that preaches half scriptures. You're a pastor that waters down the gospel, and you're a gutless coward. All those different things. You're wicked. Adam Schiff is wicked. I understand sin. I am chief among sinners. I get it. You sin, whatever it may be, in whatever area that you're sinning. You know, you get drunk, you watch porn, whatever it is. You're committing those sins in front of God, and it affects you. But you're not out there trying to hurt people. That's different with Adam Schiff and Big Tish James. And I mean big. She gets bigger every time I see her. Big, fat, Tishy James. They're out there trying to destroy people's lives. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro. You know what? He's watching. For the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he pondereth all their goings. Proverbs 15:21. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. Proverbs 15:3. And he's watching. And when you're doing wicked and you're actually trying to tear down the church and you're trying to hurt other people, just flat out try to hurt other people, God is watching. I'm not saying he will do anything. I'm just saying you done poke your head onto the radar of Yahweh, and I can flat out tell you that's not where I want to be. I'm out. I want mercy. I want grace. I don't want justice. And I'll tell you what, Letitia James, justice is coming. Justice is coming. Adam Schiff, I hope justice is coming. All right, let's go to the next one. Post-millennial video, Trump, You're covering both sides. This afternoon, 20 leading technology and energy companies are announcing more than $92 billion worth of investments in Pennsylvania. Play it for me.
This afternoon, 20 leading technology and energy companies are announcing more than $92 billion of investments in Pennsylvania. And if you want, we could probably get them up. Let's talk to them right now. But this is a really triumphant day for the people of the Commonwealth and for the United States of America. We're doing things that nobody ever thought possible.
You know, while all this is happening in Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro, the governor of Pennsylvania, is no good guy, but he keeps his mouth shut. So, you know, Trump doesn't mess around with Josh Shapiro. So, you know, I mean, he keeps his mouth shut. He's a smart guy. He's not good. He's not a good person. He's a wretch, but he knows he's smart. He's not like Tim Walz. He keeps his mouth shut. And look at that. There's more investment. And I mean, Donald Trump has secured $16 trillion worth of investment into the United States economy. I can say the bad things, and I'm going to say the bad things, but Trump is doing a lot of great things too. You talk about them both. You're like, well, you can't be, you got to kind of pick sides, and you gotta. I'm all, listen, the two guys in this room are friends of mine. They know I'm a side picking sun gun. I pick sides, I do. But what I do is I pick sides on issues. I don't necessarily pick sides on people, I pick sides on issues. Where Trump is right, is he doing a good job as president of the United States right now? Yes. Is he doing a great job? No. He's doing a good job. Far better than Kamala. Give me one, Aaron.
Kamala.
Far better than she could ever do. I mean, he actually, we had a budget surplus for the month of June for the first time in recorded near history. So it's, I mean, again, great job. Okay? He's doing, I mean, that was a great job, but other areas have mitigated the great job, and his polling is showing it. That's why you're seeing the slight reversal in the Epstein stuff, which I'll get to in a minute. You see the slight reversal in that Trump is like, well, now we're going to let some stuff out, but it's Obama docs and whatever. So let's have some fun for a minute. Let's get off of Trump. Dustin Grage video. Breaking. You're like, Tom, what is it with you and Tim Walz? I can't stand the man. He is, I don't know the words. Joe, Aaron, you guys think of it, just chime in. I don't know how to describe him. He's just the quintessential fake man that I can't stand. I mean, he just is. He's just one of these people that he tries to put out an image. I hate images. Be who you are. I think he's a jazz hands waving, effeminate guy who tries to be a hunter. Remember him trying, he can't even rack around in a shotgun.
Yeah.
And he tries to act like what he's not. Be who you are. You know, what am I? I mean, in all honesty, what am I? I'm a bougie redneck. That's what I am. I'm a bougie redneck. I don't know how to hunt. I don't know how to fish. I couldn't. My dog kills hogs, but I don't know how to kill them. And I cry over them when my dog kills them. My dog's mean. He's mean. He kills everything. And I cry over the animals he kills. So I'm kind of just a bougie redneck. I mean, I got lots of guns and ammo, but I never shoot them. I don't do any. I know how to shoot them. I know how to load them. I was a cop for 25 years. That's who I am. I'm just who I am. A loud mouth, opinionated, loner. That's what I am. I don't try to act like a man of the people. Aaron knows me. Aaron's one of my closest friends I've ever had in my life, right, sitting right next to me. I'm not a man of the people. He knows that. So I don't try to act like one.
Right.
I don't go around, hey, how you doing today?
God bless you.
You know, God bless you. Welcome to Foundation Church. Hallelujah. So good to see you, precious one.
Blessed and highly just, favored.
Yeah, you just blessed and highly favored. Boom, boom, boom. Somebody, Scooter Magruder, Tom, your dog is. I should never look at the chat. You guys are something else. This is the best chat ever. Even though you disagree, even though we fought, there's some guys. Listen, we've had some fights in the chat. It's okay. We can all be friends because we fought one time. Who cares? Remember back in the day, we'd fist fight with friends, and you're friends the next day.
Yeah.
After you punch somebody in the face, you're friends with them the next day. It can be like that. What did Scooter? I gotta read what Scooter Magruder said. Where is it? I lost it. It said my dog is just like his wife.
Tom, your dog is related to my wife.
Dog is related to my wife.
Because your dog is mean.
Oh my gosh, Dave Souders, thanks for the rant. Appreciate it, brother. All right, let me go. Let me show you this. So speaking of Tim Walz, Dustin Grage video breaking. Tim Walz stuck taxpayers with a $430,000 legal bill. Play it for me.
Well, today, Tom joins us now with really some surprising spending here, Tom.
Yeah, Paul, we obtained more than 40 pages of detailed legal invoices ranging back to April 10th. That's the same day Governor Walz received a letter inviting him to testify about immigration before the House Oversight Committee in Washington, D.C., along with two other Democratic governors. It gives us a look inside how the legal bill grew to hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Do you all solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
In the 2 months leading up to this House Oversight Committee hearing, the Walz administration spent $430,000 on a private legal and consulting firm based in Washington to help the governor prepare. The legal cash register started ringing the day Walz received this letter on April 10th, inviting him to the hearing. According to these documents, requested by 5 Eyewitness News via a data request, it cost $70 just to review that letter and another $315 to analyze House Oversight Committee social media, a total of $1,400 on day one alone.
They're very, very good at racking up time and billable hours.
The K&L Gates law firm is well known in Washington and known to be expensive. Minnesota Republican House floor leader Harry Niska is a lawyer who knows how these high-powered firms work.
Governor Walz spent 12 years in Congress. The Attorney General of our state spent 12 years in Congress. They know what hearings look like, sound like. They don't need to hire Washington, D.C. lawyers at over $700 an hour to research that for them.
The House Oversight Committee hearing was supposed to focus on immigration, but the K&L Gates firm billed $1,035 for researching anti-transgender comments by committee members and another $840 to search for news or statistics about crimes committed by transgender people. An attorney billed nearly $3,000 for 6+ hours analyzing case law on executive orders and separation of powers, and another $2,340 to review unspecified emails.
Is this a good stewardship of Minnesotans' tax dollars?
No, absolutely not.
We asked Governor Walz about the legal bills last week.
Could you have used your own legal staff or the Attorney General's office at a much lower cost?
No, probably not. And they didn't have the expertise for this of what they were asking.
Now, these 42 pages are the invoices for just April and May, totaling about $265,000. According to the documents we reviewed, 23 members of that law firm in Washington, ranging from partners and associates to a librarian, charged anywhere from $350 to $700 per hour. The Walz administration says the June invoices are not available yet, but they will total another $165,000. Governor Walz had no further comment today. You can find, again, all of these documents right now at KSTP.com. Paul.
Tom Hauser breaking down the governor's bill. Thank you very much.
So there you go. Now, Tim Walz will end up spending $590,000 to go testify at Congress. I mean, everybody wonders what is Tim Walz is blown. When Tim Walz took office, the state of Minnesota, how can you be a Democrat? How in the world can anybody be a Democrat? We have a budget surplus here in the state of Florida under DeSantis. How can you be a Democrat? Tim Walz took office. The state of Minnesota had a $19 billion surplus sitting in the bank. It is all gone. I think he's been governor for 6 years. It is gone. And I wonder why he spent $509,000, let's just round it up, $600,000. Doesn't include his hotel, his flights, and his meals and everything else. And what Tim Walz is, it came to me finally, he's a glove that any hand can fit. He'll be anything that hand tells him to be. That's what Tim Walz is. He has absolutely no spine. He has no soul. He has no backbone. Imagine you go in there and you're going to be questioned. Can't you answer the questions on your own? I mean, I remember I watched the hearing. What was the questions? Tim, do you believe that men should be in women's restrooms? Why is that even a discussion? Why is that even a question? You have to go get $590,000 worth of legal counsel to answer that question? I wonder why there's no budget surplus anymore in the state of Minnesota. But yet, what do? They're going to vote him in again. They're going to vote Waltz in again because, I mean, I honestly don't understand Democrats. Your crime rates are through the roof. Your budget surplus is gone. You don't feel safe on your streets. But yeah, you're going to vote for the man again. It's truly unbelievable to me. It really is. It's unbelievable. I love the comment from Judy Anita here in the chat. Tom, you'll appreciate your fur baby when you're hungry and can't buy food. That's true. That really is true because you know what? Yeah, yes. I used to walk him at night without a leash. You can put him up there. Here he is. That's Addy, by the way. That's my Malinois. That's him with a basketball that I'm sure he deflated by biting it. But anyway, so that's him, by the way. And I used to walk him at night and without a leash on, and then he just killed everything. I mean, there's no getting away. He can run close to 40 miles an hour. There's no way to get away from him. He went from little animals and graduated to hogs. Once he started killing hogs, I couldn't do it. And that's all he wants to do. Now he's chasing coyotes. He's out of his mind. That's what he loves to do. So, but yeah, if I wanted to right now, if I wanted a hog, I'd have one tonight because I honestly cannot walk out in the woods. I live right next to the Myakka State Forest. And Aaron, you wanted me to give everybody my address?
Yeah, you know.
Okay. But anyway, I did that one time on a podcast when I was on a rant. I gave everybody my address. But
sermon.
Anyway,
sermon.
Yeah. A sermon?
That was a sermon, yeah.
Oh, from the pulpit?
Yeah,
oh,
from the pulpit.
From the pulpit. I must have been ranting then, too, though.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It must have been COVID.
Yeah, it was.
A COVID thing. Yeah.
Come arrest me. Come to my
bring
house.
Bring it on. Here it is.
Here's my address. Bring an army. I'll be ready.
Yeah, you can't do that with him either. Because if you like step anywhere near me, this dog's gonna bite you. And like he broke a pig's backbone. That's what he can do alone, by himself. And like, anytime I kick him out of the woods now, you're gonna hear a pig squeal because they can't get away. They're not fast enough. But that's Addy. Just so everybody knows a little bit about your friend Tom Lipley right there. There's my best buddy. You know what? Let me see here. Let's skip the next one. You know what? You know we're gonna do the next. We gotta do it. I gotta show it. Because this is what it means to be a Democrat in 2025. I was going to skip it, but I got to show this to you. This is what it means to be a Democrat. Lips of TikTok video. She writes, I just scrolled, Shia Raycheck. I just scrolled at Governor Whitmer's account, and she hasn't said a word about the radical leftists trying to burn down. I thought we were the insurrectionists. I thought we were the white supremacist terrorists. Even though we don't do harm to anybody. Find one video of us ever doing anything like this. You won't find it. Radical leftists trying to burn down a Republican committee HQ office in Dickinson County, Michigan with Molotov cocktails. Play for me. Aaron, just run that thing side by side for me. We'll just mute it. But anyway, I mean, again, here you have a Democrat. Why is this not? Imagine if this was a Republican. This would be headline news on NBC, MSNBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, Chicago Herald Tribune. It'd be in the front page of all of those, the first story on all of those media outlets. And or all of the I don't even look at them anymore. Hardly ever. Sometimes I do, just to see what's going on the left. I mean, I still do, but not as regularly as I used to. Look at her run. Typical leftist. Look at that. I mean, she looks like it. She looks like the typical leftist woman. These are not liberal women. These are leftists. These are Stalinists. These are Hitler-esque people throwing Molotov cocktails in the middle of the day. And how stupid can you be to not know you're being videotaped and you're about to go to prison for the rest of your life? All because you want to throw a Molotov cocktail into the Republican Committee HQ office. That's the hubbub of all Republicanism in Dickinson County, Michigan. I mean, look at this. I mean, you're going to just do this in broad daylight and it takes you like forever. And this is your speed in getting away. And we have has like a little smile on her face. You're about to go to prison for 30 years. Congratulations, you stupid idiot. Speaking of stupid idiots, let's go to. And Pacific Palisades, California. Breitbart News video. Here's Gavin on Pacific Palisades. Play for me.
Gavin Newsom signed or allocated $101 million toward low-income housing in Palisades and Eaton Fire areas. This came a week after he signed a new law rolling back some environmental regulations against building low-income housing. Now, when he rolled back those environmental regulations, people thought, wow, this is Gavin Newsom finally showing a more conservative side. He's deregulating. He's pushing back the California Environmental Quality Act, the CEQA regulations that stop rebuilding or that stop housing from growing in all of our cities. People thought, this is great. It's going to allow housing to be built. And I said at the time, you know, if you were going to take a cynical approach to this, you'd say he's doing this so he can put low-income housing in the Pacific Palisades. And lo and behold, a week later, that's exactly what he's doing. He signed $101 million for low-income, quote-unquote, affordable housing in the burn areas. And now they won't have to go through environmental regulations to do it. So you could see high-rises in the Palisades that are filled with low-income families. And, you know, there were low-income families already in the Palisades before the fire. There was a trailer park that burned down. There were people who bought their homes in the 1950s and 1960s who couldn't afford them today, but who owned those homes, lived in those homes, were part of the community. Those people can't afford to rebuild. He's not helping those people. He wants to bring in a whole bunch of new people. And this is part of the redistributive agenda that's at the core of the Democratic project.
Bill, those giant high-rises, we chronicled them before on the podcast. We've shown a high-rise, I believe, that houses 30,000 people in a single high-rise. That's what these people want. That's what Gavin did. Now, Gavin will still live. I'm trying to remember what his ranch cost. This is public servant Gavin Newsom. His ranch, like $11 million ranch that somehow he can afford on a governor's salary. But anyway, he, of course, will never live in that 30,000-person residential high-rise. He will never live in it where you have an QR-coded ID to get in and out of the place. Your entry, I was talking about QR code, Mark of the Beast, your QR-coded phone, whatever it is, ID to get in and out of the place, whatever it may be. So you're always documented going in and out, and eventually it'll expand to the place where you're into the book of Revelation 13 and 14, where I've already covered that. But Gavin Newsom, he always pulls this trick. And he's going to be running for president against probably J.D. Vance in 3 years. And he is slick and he is dangerous and could fool a lot of people because he comes out. He never mumbles and bumbles and stumbles. He very, with false demonic conviction, spews out stats and regulations and legislative actions and executive orders and statistical data and whatever it may be. All of which is false, but he will tell people and espouse these things with a very, very convincing tone. He sounds like he knows what he's talking about, but he's one also that started off with a great economy, has absolutely destroyed California. And as he destroys it, he gets voted in over and over again because everybody believes his statistical data lies that he espouses over and over again. Destroyed in the debate against Ron DeSantis. But anyway, everybody does this with not us that are red pill. I'm just talking about, you know, mainstream people that just don't pay attention to these things. They'll see governor, they'll see Newsom. He'll come out and he'll appear to be, he's going on all these conservative podcasts. And he's had conservative people on his own podcast, like Charlie Kirk and all this stuff. He was on Sean Ryan's recently. And Sean Ryan questioned him and said, what about 8-year-olds receiving gender-affirming care? In other words, blocking, you know, puberty, getting penises and testicles lopped off. And he goes, do you think, Sean Ryan asked him point blank, do you think that an 8-year-old should be getting gender-affirming care without the knowledge of a parent, which is what Gavin Newsom has legislated inside of California? That if you try to, you know, stop your kid from transitioning from male to female or female to male, you know, the school can transition them without you ever knowing it. Can even get them chemically castrated without you ever knowing it. Can counsel them to transition from male to female, female to male, without you ever knowing it. And if you try to stop them, you're going to have CPS show up at your house. If you try to stop your kid, or you call your kid the wrong pronouns, what they're heading towards in California is CPS showing up at your house and arresting you. And he's asked point blank by Sean Ryan, do you agree with this? And he goes, he gives this answer. Well, as the father of a 9-year-old, you know, I'm starting to question things and I'm starting to gather data. Sounds like an art church pastor when you're talking about sin. Instead of saying, but art church pastors, weak need lukewarm pastors singing the same songs as we sing, has the same mission statement that we have, win the lost. But they never tell people about their sin because that will run them out. They'll have, well, the homosexuals feel very comfortable in our church. They shouldn't feel comfortable. They should feel loved, and they should feel like the truth is being spoken to them, even to the place where it offends them. But Gavin Newsom is exactly like this. He never answered the question. When a homosexual goes up to a pastor, and you've seen these interviews, I'm not going to name the names right now, but you've seen the interviews, and the pastor goes, they're asked point blank, whether it's on Larry King, whether it's on The View, they're asked point blank, is a homosexual going to heaven or hell? Well, that's where I like to have a discussion. I'd like to know the person. I'd like to know their past. I'd like to know their experiences. We're seeing that right now with what Chip and Joanna Gaines.
Yep.
That old deal. They're coming out, and Chip Gaines comes out and says, the most judgmental, angry place you can ever be is at a church. Why? Because we tell the homosexual they're going to hell? That's judgmental? That's not judgmental. Judgmental is judgment call. That's not a judgment call. That's a scriptural fact, Chippy. And now, you see, he is the quintessential Joshua 24:15 person. And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you'll serve. It seems evil to Chip and Joanna Gaines to tell the homosexual the truth about their eternal destination. They call it judgmental and mean. They are calling scriptural preaching, preach the word, be instant, in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort, with all longsuffering and doctrine. Chip and Joanna Gaines are calling that not Christ-like. They're actually, what they consider to be Christ-like is demonic. That's where you get very close to the unpardonable sin. You're getting so deluded that what is Christ you're calling demonic, which he didn't do, but that's what eventually people end up doing. And this is the game that Gavin Newsom plays. He doesn't answer the question. He never answered it. He just said, I have a 9-year-old now, and you know, I'm gathering information. I've had a lot of discussions. Would you have your 9-year-old chemically castrated, moron? I don't know whether the person's male or female. Would you have your 9-year-old son penis lopped off, or your 9-year-old daughter's breast lopped off? Would you have her invert her vagina, or would you have him lop off his penis? Would you have them take Lupron and stop their puberty? That's the question. And then people like Chip Gaines, you can't ask those questions. That's judgmental. And everyone judge, do not judge lest you be judged. That you're taking the scripture way out of context. You don't judge when you're doing the same things. Romans 2:1. Spiritual man makes judgments about all things, yet he himself is not subject to any man's judgment. 1 Corinthians 2:15. John 7:24. Jesus says, do not judge according to appearance, but judge with righteous judgment. So Jesus tells you to judge, Chip Gaines. He tells you to judge. And then you're coming out and saying judging is evil when Jesus tells people to judge. So you are the epitome of Isaiah 5:20-21. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to those, Chip Gaines, who are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. You consider niceness that trumps truth to be Christ-like. It is not. It is demonic when your niceness trumps the truth. They have a homosexual couple appearing on their show. Make sure you boycott the living crap out of the Gaines. And their, I can't remember the name of their company. Begins with an M, something or other.
Magnolia.
Boycott the living crap out of it. Oh, that was a rampage at the end right there. I got so much more to get to tonight, but man, it's 10:18. All right, that's it. That's it. I did want to say one thing before we go. Where you're hearing that the Republicans, listen, you know where I stand on the Epstein stuff. It all needs to be released. But where you're seeing that the vote, that the Republicans voted against releasing the Epstein files, that's not the case. Marjorie Taylor Greene, who is for the full release, came out and gave the explanation. What that is, I've got it written down here. I don't know if I'll find it in my notes, but it is a procedural vote. And what the Democrats, it is a vote to vote. You gotta understand how Democrats put it out. They voted against, I'll use the example that I always use. So they put Ukraine funding in a bill, right? Which were all against. All right, we're all against. So they know that we're going to vote against it. But they also put in a Save the Puppies a financial allotment. So now what do they say? Well, they voted against the puppies. Not that we voted against the Ukraine war. We voted against the puppies. That's what they do. They have these bills that are attached one to another. That's why we need to vote on single on line item bills. But anyway, this is a procedural vote, a vote to vote later, a vote to address the situation later. And what it does is a procedural vote where it opens the floor to let the Democrats bring forth all of their bills and probably including impeachments against Donald Trump. When you are the majority, you own the agenda. If you vote for this procedural vote, you vote for it. That's why every Republican voted against it. There are many Republicans on the floor who want the Epstein files released, but they voted against the vote to later decide to release them because it gives the Democrats the floor for a sustained period of time and they can bring up whatever they want and waste everybody's time for a week. That's what they voted against. Please understand, they didn't vote against the release of the, believe me, if they did, I would attack them like a pit bull. I'm just telling you, that's not what they did. They voted against a procedure that would give the Democrats the floor for a sustained period of time to bring forth whatever filth and waste our time and waste our majority time that we have. That's what it was, just so you know. Just wanted you to know that that's the case. Rumble Rants tonight, Greg, Nine, Mon, $10. Thank you so much. Dave Sodders, $5. Thank you guys so much in the rant. Listen, stick around for the post game. It's basically, well, it's not 100% positive, but it's almost all positive. You're going to love it. Stick around for the post game. Back here tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. God bless you guys.